In Paris today, police evacuated nearly 1,000 migrants from a makeshift camp near a Paris subway station. In Greece, government officials say the flow of migrants from Syria and other countries is starting to pick up again as the weather gets warmer. And next week, a new migrant resettlement agreement between Turkey and the EU could go into effect. Now, all of this takes place as Europe also grapples with the threat of terrorism following attacks in Brussels and Paris. Many, of course, consider terrorism and migration two separate issues, but others say there is some overlap. And it's at that nexus where European right-wing parties are finding renewed energy and influence. Beatrix von Storck is a member of the European Parliament. She represents Germany's Alternative for Deutschland party. And AfD launched as an anti-Euro party back in 2013. It's now commonly called an anti-immigration party. And in German parliamentary elections this month, AfD picked up seats for the first time in three regions across the country. Beatrix von Storck joins us from Berlin. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hello.
So first of all, you are in Berlin. Can you give us a sense as to how the German people are responding to the attacks that happened in Brussels?
I think everyone in Europe reacts more or less in the same way. We are all shocked. We know that something will be coming, but if it's coming and we can then see the results and start counting the deaths, everyone is shocked and concerned.
Mm. Given that, how is your party, the Alternative for Deutschland, approaching what Europe should do now then to curb the terrorism threat?
Well, we're approaching two different issues. The one is the migrant crisis, and the other one is the terrorism. This is not all the same, but what people feel is that the migrant crisis, what we're facing at the moment in Europe, has also an impact on the threat of terrorism, because what we know is that there are some terrorists coming with those migrants, and they abuse the poverty and the needs of those who are fleeing from their countries. And so this is how those two topics get together, which is not good, but this is what people see, and they are afraid that something else will happen. This is what ISIS declared. They will attack Europe in the heart of their cities, and they are just what we're afraid they just started.
Hmm. Well, let's take the first half of the piece there, the migrants piece, because of course Chancellor Angela Merkel has said that Germany will welcome many hundreds of thousands of migrants and refugees into Germany. More than a million have already come. But the leader of your party, the Alternative for Deutschland, recently said that German police should be able to shoot migrants attempting to come into the country illegally. Can you explain that further?
No, but the point we made is that we said that a country has to protect its borders, but there is no shooting needed, and we don't want any shooting. What thing is that we want to have our borders controlled like every other country as well. If you look to the US, you're protecting your borders, you're building up huge fences, and you will protect your border. And this is what we ask from our government as well, to protect our borders. And the difference is that our Chancellor herself, without asking the parliament and without asking the people, just declared that everyone who wants to come into Germany can come. And this is something which is no longer wanted by the people, backed by the people. And this is why our party has made a different point and is gaining support also on that topic.
Mm. So just for clarification then, your party does not agree with Chancellor Merkel's call for welcoming migrants into the country. Would you like to stop the migrants and refugees from entering entirely right now?
Germany alone already accepted something like 1.1 million officially recognized refugees, and a few hundred thousands not being registered, and we are no longer able to help other people because we took so many already. We have to have it clear that we can't accept everyone from the war. We would like to help the whole world, but it's not possible to rescue and to help all refugees and all people fleeing from civil war or for war or from poverty within our country. This is not possible.
Well, Ms. von Storck, I take your point. And as the recent election wins that your party has gained in Germany, clearly other Germans feel the same way. But given what you're saying, I'm curious. These refugees and migrants are coming in the numbers they're coming because of exactly what you said. There is a violent, horrible conflict going on in Syria and Iraq and in other places. Does that mean that Germany should be more proactive in doing what it can to end the Syrian civil war, for example?
Yes, Germany should end the civil war in Syria. But as you know, this is kind of complicated and that's not very easy to do so. We would like to, you know, bring peace and prosperity to all of the world. This is what we try to do. But I doubt that we will be able to do that in a short time.
You know, certainly you understand that when some people hear you and other members of the Alternative for Deutschland party speaking, in their minds, it's not hard to understand that they hear echoes of Germany's darker past. What's your response to that?
Yeah, I just asked those people, maybe from the US, open up your borders and pick millions of refugees from Syria and Iraq. It has been the United States who has been heavily involved in those countries. Open up your borders and just get something like an equivalent to Germany, something like I don't know, 5 million, 6 million people from those countries. Why not? Go ahead.
Well, Ms. von Storch, you know, of course, there are many people who disagree with the notion that some radicals or jihadists or terrorists are coming in with the migrants and refugees. And in fact, they would point to the truth is that so far, in terms of the attackers in Brussels and the attackers in Paris, it seems like everyone that authorities have been able to identify was a European born. Isn't that a bigger, more immediate problem that there are many disaffected young Muslims in places like Germany, Belgium, France, who are traveling to Syria to be radicalized, and that the problem should be addressed right within places like Belgium and Germany?
No, it's the other way around. What we can see are those who have grown up here already, they are, from one side, they are supported by those coming from Syria directly. So what we know, that there have been some coming with the refugees now in the last half a year, supporting those terrorists. But this also shows that even when they're living here for two or three generations, it's not possible to integrate them.
Is it truly not possible to integrate them? Because, or is it just that the culture that they're coming into in Germany, Belgium, France doesn't want to integrate them? And I ask you that genuinely. I genuinely want to know, because I myself am the child of immigrants who came to America, and I feel completely integrated into this country. So what's the difference?
Well, what we can see is that some things just do not happen. And what we are waiting for at the moment, we had this last time when we had those attacks in Paris. We were asking the Muslim communities to stand up and walk in our streets in millions and fight against who are abusing their religion. And what we want to have is have those Muslim people here, because we've got many of them who are well integrated and who are part of our society and everything works fine. So we do not say no one can integrate, but what the problem is now is that we have too many who are, you know, protected in areas where it is able for them just to hide away. This is what we have seen in Belgium, for example. The terrorists have got huge regions where they can live for months and they are not detected because they are protected by the community, and this is what puts our societies to danger.
And so then finally, Ms. von Storch, what more can be done to encourage exactly what you're talking about, for members of the community who do feel integrated to do what they can to prevent further radicalization, given that perhaps they don't necessarily feel like standing up is the safest thing to do when the entire country may feel a little, I don't know, uncertain or hostile about their presence there?
What is interesting, we just had elections in three federal states. This is what you mentioned in the beginning, of migrants who came to us, who were well integrated, and they have got now the German passport and they can vote for us. We had 37% of our voters came from that group. So these are people who they see that it's possible to integrate into our society, but they are heavily opposing this policy, which is at the moment done by our chancellor, just inviting the whole world to come to us, and millions are coming. And this is what puts those migrants into danger, who are living here for already for a while, who are well integrated and are part of our society. And it puts them to danger because people stop to differentiate between, you know, migrants who are well integrated and migrants who are not integrated. They are just going against foreigners. And this is what we don't want to see happen in Germany again.
Well, Beatrix von Storch is a member of the European Parliament and a member of Germany's Alternative for Deutschland party. Ms. von Storch, thank you very much.
Thank you.